produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Again, and welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Another one of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Each program I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. Whether you are His child or not, He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in our young people's lives. Our young people need to know that they are still loved by us, and most importantly, by God, if they make mistakes. Instead of completely hiding our skeletons in the closet, young people need to know that everyone makes wrong choices in their lives. No matter what they have chosen in their lives, the path that they have chosen in their lives, they can be forgiven and used by God. As always, I will be sharing how you can move past the brokenness in your life and how you too can become a better broken. As I have stated before, we all make mistakes at some point in our lives. From time to time, we carry heavy burdens in our lives. Sometimes, trials are caused by our wrong decisions, and sometimes trials just appear out of nowhere from Satan himself. The mission of this program is to inspire young people to help them to understand that growing up isn't always easy and to inspire adults and give them peace of mind that after mistakes in their lives, they can be used by God. Young people have so many distractions today, and they feel so unwanted or so unworthy to be anything for the Lord because of their mistakes in their lives. I want to inspire the young people and adults of today to know that they can overcome these battles. They can move past their bad decisions. They can move past their brokenness in life. By sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I chose how to become a better broken. From my personal experiences using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, am I a better broken book for teens, I teach how young people can overcome many battles of brokenness in their life that they might face. Let's review some of the things that we have already talked about. In the introduction, I stated that you're not too young or too old to experience any type of brokenness. It is what we do with those trials or broken parts of our lives that make us or break us. Romans 5:3-4 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." God gives us hope in tribulations in our lives. I also said that God does not give us the burdens. He allows Satan to have his way in giving burdens in order to test us, to try us, to mold us, and to help daily renew our brokenness by learning to have more faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, it all began in the creation and fall of man back in Genesis 2-3, where Satan tempted Eve. But worse than the temptation itself, she gave in to the very thing that she was being tempted of. And for the first time ever in her life, Eve knew that she was a sinner. As humans, like Adam and Eve after their fall, we too can sin and fall into Satan's trap. The second thing I talked about in chapter 1 was that it was their choice to sin. It was Adam and Eve's choice to sin. And we have the freedom to choose to sin or not in our lives. The choice that Adam and Eve were given is a picture that led to our choice of where we will spend eternity. We must choose Christ in our lives. Just like we see today the consequences from Adam and Eve's choices, we will receive consequences for our own bad decisions. If you haven't asked for the Lord's forgiveness, and if you haven't fully given your sins to God, and if you haven't fully given your life to Christ, it will eventually destroy who you are as a person. Give Jesus your heart and trust in Him. He will help you through the brokenness in your life. Another thing that I talked about was that we are all going through something, whether it was from a decision we've made, or maybe we're fighting a battle that has knocked us between the eyes. We're all riding different emotional roller coasters in our lives. And I have learned that it is better to seek advice from someone that is older and wiser than we are. No matter how many times we are broken, God loves us unconditionally. He is the only one that can put all of our broken pieces back together. He is always there for us, and I have no doubt that He even sends special people in our lives to help us in our times of need. We can all struggle with saying no. It's a struggle that I still deal with sometimes, and if I'm not careful, I can give in to Satan's leading. I've learned the true meaning of James 4:17, which says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." We all choose to sin or not, have the choice to sin or not. Something else that I have learned is that one sin can lead to another. Usually, each temptation becomes bigger and stronger. I pray that you will see and know that you're not alone in this fight. You're not alone in these battles that you are facing. We all face these type of battles. In the next chapter, we talked about how there are some situations that might arise without our approval. If you are coerced or made to do something that you did not want to do, then this is considered abuse. In today's wicked society and sinful society, we hear more and more of situations like this. The perversions of wicked and evildoers have gotten stronger and stronger, and Satan is thrilled by these types of behaviors. Know this, that there are six sins that the Lord does hate. Proverbs 6:16 through 19 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." These verses describe the anger that he has when it comes to sin and wicked hearts. He sees and knows the sinful actions of abusers, and the Lord himself wants for us to know that while it seems unfair and while it seems like the abuser might be getting away with what they've done, they are not, and their day of punishment will come. Here are some things that I shared for you to remember if you are faced with or have experienced any type of abuse. Number one, tell someone. There is someone out there who loves you and will help you. Forgive. Number two, forgive. Allow for the Holy Spirit to help you to learn to forgive this person and to help you as you heal against the hurts that Satan has allowed for you to be inflicted with. Number three, pray for them. When we do pray for others, the anger, hate, and pain in our hearts eventually will cease. Number four, help someone else. Share your story so that you can provide comfort and help for someone else who may be in need. Number five, you can overcome this battle. When unexpected hits come your way, remember that there is a cause and that the Lord will not put anything on you that you cannot handle. Number six, do not give up. Men may persecute you, hurt you, and discourage you, but the God that I know is not a God of confusion. Satan is the one who causes doubt, confusion, and fear, not my God. When it does feel like your life is falling apart, trust in Him. You may not feel His presence at that particular moment, but know that He is there. Today, our topic will be covering up brokenness with sin. In Hebrews 12:15, it says, "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Bitterness and resentment leads to anger. Discord leads to disobedience, jealousy, and immorality. Another thing that we can give into, another thing that we can give into is temptation. It can be well hidden from others, but it is not hidden from the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We have the liberty to choose what to do and what we want to do with our bodies. But He created us to use our bodies to glorify and honor Him in every way that we can. When we choose to do as we please with our own bodies, we give in to what Satan desires instead of what God desires for our bodies. It's funny how we can so easily mistake God's will for our own will, especially when we're not truly close to Him like we say we are. I would like to stop here for just a minute and share with you more about the differences and temptations and the actual disobedience. The Bible says in James 1:12 through 16, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." It is not the temptation itself that becomes the sin. It's the decision that we choose to partake in the temptation that is before us that is and becomes sin. The more we thrive on temptation, the weaker we become to actually commit the sin. If we walk away from the temptations, we are blessed for our endurance to leave and to cling to the Lord in these trying times, as it says in verse 12. There are times that the Lord may test us, but one thing that we need to realize and learn is that the temptation never comes from God. Therefore, we cannot blame Him if we step into sin, as it says in verses 13 through 15. Just like Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert, as it spoke of in Luke 4, verses 1 through 13. Satan is allowed to entice, seduce, and tempt us just like he did to Jesus in Luke 4. The only way that we can totally resist the temptations of Satan that are thrown our way is to totally depend on God for our strength as we fight Satan day by day. Again, this is where we choose to obey or to disobey what the Lord would desire for us to do in our lives, or what He would desire not for us to do as Christians. He warns us not to allow our temptations to turn into sin in James 1 verse 16. His desire is for us to flee sin and to get far away from it. Here are some ways that we can resist and flee temptation, and I'm going to talk about these for just a few minutes. Number one, realize that you are not the only one who is tempted, as it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13a. It may seem like that you're the only one that struggles with certain temptations, but know that you're not alone. There is someone else who struggles with the very same thing that maybe you are struggling with. It's a blessing to have these people in your life to talk to and to encourage one another in these most trying times of temptation. Find someone to talk to that can understand and help you and encourage you. Number two, the Lord will not allow for us to be tempted above what we are able to handle, as it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13b. Pray and ask Him for help when these temptations arise and give them completely to the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He knew you were strong enough to do so. Number three, stay away from those who continually tempt and try you. That saying, "You become like those who hang around," is so true. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Your influences that you hang around with can either help to make you the best that you can be as a person, or they can break you and drag you down. Number four, run away from any kind of situation that tempts you and resist what you know is wrong and totally surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul taught us this in 2 Timothy 2:22, which says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Timothy was warned to remove himself from anyone or anything that would give him a desire to sin. Satan will continue to run after us and tempt us, but the more we run to God, the more that Satan will flee. The moment that we decide not to give in to our temptations and to give our temptations to the Lord Himself is the moment that we will let our guards down, or the moment that we decide not to give our temptations to the Lord is the moment that we will let our guards down, and we will eventually give in to the sins that Satan has been tempting us with. Giving in to temptation and sin eventually will bring disobedience, rebellion, immorality, bitterness, resentfulness, jealousy, discord, and anger. That is exactly what has happened to me each time that I've given in to temptations in my life. We might think that we can hide sin in our hearts, but we can never flee from God's presence, as it says in 1 Corinthians 6:18. God sees and He knows what is on the inside as well as who we are on the outside. Little by little, I myself had listened to Satan's lies, and I would allow for him to control thoughts in my mind. And this eventually would lead to continuing in my life of brokenness until I gave it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, when disappointments arise in our lives, we can develop bitterness if we hold it inside. It is solely by God's grace and our dependence upon Him that keeps us from reaching to this point. A right relationship with Christ keeps us from getting to this point. Job 10:1 through 2 says, "My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou condemnest me." In Job 7:11 it says, "Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul." Job himself at one time became a little bitter because of the things that he was going through. What can you personally do that can help you to overcome this type of bitterness and resentfulness that can store up in your heart? 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." I want to remind you to realize that you are not alone in your brokenness. It is my desire to take the things that I have learned and to share with you what the Lord gives me in order to help each and every one of you. There are times in your life that you're going to be tempted. There are times in your life that you're going to suffer. And there are times in your life that you're going to struggle. But God will give you a way to escape those things in your life, those struggles in your life. God will give you strength to bear each and everything that you endure or go through. I want you to know that you are not alone. My personal mission is if I can help just one person to know that no matter what they've done in their lives, no matter what heartache you've been through, no matter what choices you've made in your life, we are all worthy to be something for Christ if we give our lives to the Lord. And if I can help someone to realize these things, my job will be done and it'll be worth it all when I get to heaven. Remember, we all have some kind of brokenness in our lives. So remember that as you see others that are struggling. Don't kick others while they're down. Be there for someone who is struggling in certain areas of their life. Maybe you're going through a time of brokenness and discouragement in your life right now. No matter what you're going through, Remember that God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember, you're not alone. It's my desire to share that I'm praying for you, and that I'm. It's also my desire that to be a blessing to you as we talk through each of these programs. As I close this program for today, I want to again say a special thank you to two of the most encouraging ladies that I know, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk, and to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me and A Better Broken to be a part of this program. I also wanted to say thank you to my husband for his love and support, and to my children for their love and support, and to my other family and all of my precious friends that God has blessed me with. Thank you for all of your continuous love and support. I also want to say a very special thank you to all of you who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time or 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can listen to my radio programs on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. If you are interested in my books that I've written that has more material of these devotions that I've given, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Or you can find the books on the Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page and Instagram pages that I have. I also have posted my handmade resin jewelry on these two pages for you to look at as well. So if you would like to check my things out, just go to those pages that I've just mentioned, and or you can type in the search bar for A Better Broken, and you can find me in the search bar there. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Used to do whatever I could just to make you love me. happy Tuesday. Welcome to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, the radio show where authors share their stories through their books to inspire you to speak up and share your own story. Today, I've invited Kamisha Wright, author of the soon-to-be-released book entitled Epiphany of a Butterfly.
Welcome, Kamisha, to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. It is such a blessing to have you in this space to share your journey. Just tell our listeners a little bit about who is Kamisha Wright, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the epiphany of a butterfly.
Okay, well, thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. Side City, 26 years old, from a little town in Georgia called Savannah. So,
you know, I'm from Savannah too, right?
Yes, very much so. This book is pretty much about my life. It's basically a memoir of blessings, a memoir of hope, self-discovery, you will be able to every part of who I am, from things that happened in my childhood all the way up until being an adult. I will say you may cry in this book, you know.
Oh, goodness. It's a tearjerker.
It's a tearjerker. Once you read this book, you will be able to feel as if you can go through anything. From being that little girl, you can identify with the little girl trying to find herself, you know, from being molested all the way up until, you know, getting older. You know, when I was 14 years old, I lost my father. He was brutally murdered, you know.
Wow.
And then, you know, as I got older and I end up having kids, I end up losing my first child. You know, I knew what it feels like for the first time to feel a child, to birth a child that is lifeless. So it's so many different things that caused me to, you know, gain my strength, to build my faith. So this has all honestly been a journey, but it's been very well for me to be able to talk about it now and be able to heal while talking about it. So this is very much a great thing for me.
That's what's up. You know, one thing you said was that writing your book has helped you to heal through it all. I am a huge proponent for writing as therapy. I do believe that writing is therapeutic and it allows you to get all of the stuff that's on the inside of you out of you and on to the paper so that you can see it, you can deal with it, right?
Right.
Was writing like that for you as well? And also before I started writing, I tell people all the time, I actually really don't like writing. I write, but it's not something that I love to do. I actually love to read. I was a reader. Yeah. Reading was an escape for me. Was it anything like that for you too?
Yes, very much so. Reading was like an escape. Like whatever book I was reading, say I was reading a book about someone's life and I was like, oh my God, all the vivid wording. It took me to a place where I can identify my own life. Or if I was reading a book about going overseas or anything, it's like, oh my God, I can dream about going over there one day. You know, it was very much so taking those books and using that and applying those books in my life. Okay, certain books you read, you know, you get like a lesson out of it. I didn't start writing until maybe like 8 years old. That's when you say that like you didn't start.
I thought you were going to say I didn't start writing until I was 22. Eight is young to start as a writer.
Right. Cause I would write different things, you know, roses are red, violets are blue type things, you know?
Right.
And, you know, kitty things. And then it went from looking at the sky one day and saying, oh, okay, I'm going to write about this. You know, it took for me to actually have, as I got older, mainly like when I was in middle school and peer pressure and different other things start happening in my life, that's when writing became so big for me. Especially after I lost my father, that was a way to escape reality for me because I wasn't big on expressing my feelings. I can be comfortable with who I am.
Right. So, and that's enough. And that is enough. Today on one of my social media platforms, I'm not sure if it was Instagram or not, but I posted something to that nature that, you know what? Sometimes we look for the extra, we look for the more, we look for the flashy and the shiny, and we're constantly looking to add to ourselves. But when you show up to your journey authentically you, when you bring all of you and your authenticity, that is all you need and it is enough.
Right. I had to come, I think the biggest turning point for me was being able, for a long time when I was younger, I wasn't able to look in the mirror because I allowed so many things to cause me to feel ugly. You know, the pain of being molested, you know, peer pressure and wanting to be accepted all the time and wanting to be someone who I wasn't. And it had to take for God. It just so happened I had a teacher. His name was Mr. Vaca. He was at Johnson High School at the time. And he basically was telling me, hey, you have a gift for writing. You can literally write yourself into your destiny if you choose to.
But hold on a second. So let me just say this. I've got a real bad habit of interrupting my guests. So just rock with me. Because you said something that I don't want you to jump over. I like it. I'm writing it down. You said he told you you could write your destiny?
Yes.
Because for me, that's profound.
Right. And to take something that I did not think would be a hobby and change it to something so different than I took it way to another level than I ever expected was eye-opening for me. 'Cause I'm not very big on talking about my feelings or expressing my feelings. So to actually write about it, you know, use all my five senses to basically tell you about what is going on and how this made me feel, how to, you know, from my eye point of how it looks to me, you know.
Right.
You know, it's so good. So I just want, you know, in reading my book, you know, I just want every listener to know that you can make it. You can not allow your current situation to overcome you. You can live through it and overtake it, you know? So this is very much a blessing to, you know, be a young girl from Savannah, Georgia, to be even on this platform, to be able to tell people that, hey, I'm not a statistic. I'm not what society deems me to be as beautiful. I'm not what everybody wants me to be. And allow me to see me, introduce me to me. And which that is so big for me because I had to let myself know it's okay to fall. It's okay to be who you are and don't care what people say. You know, there are some things that people will not agree on in my book. you know, maybe, you know, maybe something that they are not ready to handle. But at the same time, you know, in the Black community, we never talk about certain things that are so painful to us because it's too much or it's hard to deal with. And I had to come with the reality of, okay, this is hurting me. And I have to figure out how to get to deal with this hurt because mm-hmm. I couldn't move forward in my life with school. I couldn't move forward in my life with having kids. Until I was able to say, okay, God, I need help with dealing with me. I need help with
find that help. Where did you find the help?
Reading my Bible, praying, seeking counseling. That was very big for me. After I lost my daughter, mm-hmm. I had counseling.
Okay.
Because I know in my heart that I could not move forward in my life until I dealt with that huge pain that I had from losing a child.
Right.
And dealing with different other things in my life. I had to accept the fact that, okay, this hurts and I need help.
Wow. It, you know what? Goodness. There's so much I want to unpack here. I'm going to do my best in these little bitty 30 minutes we have. But I'm so thankful that you didn't just stop with, because you said, I read my Bible and I pray, and those things are all wonderful things, because I am definitely a God girl. Okay. At the same time, I'm glad you said I needed counseling and I had to get a counselor. When I listened to you, I actually spoke about you on my Facebook Live today. Because when I listened to you, even from our first conversation, I just keep thinking, my gosh, she sounds like a younger version of myself. Our stories are so very, very similar. And I remember getting to the place where, like you, I knew that I was not going to be able to fulfill purpose. I wasn't going to get to the next step in my life, into the next place, until I got some help. And for me, that help came in the form of a life coach. Right. Someone who could see pieces of me that maybe, you know, I couldn't see, or who could hear the nuances of what I was saying, and be able to help me tackle those things. So I'm so grateful, so thankful that you, one, found a counselor, knew that it was okay to talk to a counselor, and that you include that as part of what you had to do in order to get to a healthier place in your mind. So yes. I applaud you for that. I really do. So listen, your book, Epiphany of a Butterfly, I want you to maybe share a little bit about why you named the book Epiphany of a Butterfly. I've got my own ideas, but tell me, how'd you choose that title?
Okay. So, I went through a series of praying every mm-hmm. night about my book. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, God, I'm ready to write this book and I need a title.
Mm-hmm.
So God gave me an epiphany, which means a spiritual enlightenment. And he gave me butterflies, and butterfly symbolizes freedom, new beginnings, peace. So it was like God was letting me know that if I want it, I can have a new beginning, peace, and that freedom to be able to allow the healing to come.
Right.
So I felt like that was the turning point for me to say, okay, God, I'm ready.
Gotcha. Do you believe that your book is sort of the beginning of your butterfly journey? Do you believe that you are currently sitting in a place of being a butterfly, or do you think you're still in that process of coming out of a cocoon? Maybe not quite fluttering yet, or do you feel like this book was the beginning of you actually beginning to fly?
I think I am in a stage of beginning to fly. Okay. I told God this year I wanted to walk in this year being fearless, not being afraid of who God is calling me to be, and to be in rooms that I didn't think I could qualify for.
Mm.
So that is very much where I see myself, so I feel like being able to step into something that is so uncomfortable for me.
So is having this conversation with me difficult for you? Because I will say this, Kamisha, that you are doing a fabulous job of just having a conversation. So you're doing really well, and it seems like you're able to just share with the world, and it sounds like you're eager to do it. Is this hard for you right now?
It is. It is. I'm normally a shy person.
Okay.
To people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come around people that I know, it's a whole nother ball game.
Okay.
So very different, to say the least, but I'm excited to take this first step and to tell the world, hey, I'm here and I'm ready and I'm here to stay. So
yes. Okay. So this is what we're going to formally do that right now. Okay. So everybody listening, I am going to give Kamisha an opportunity to tell the world that she is here and she is here to stay. Listen, I'm going to give you your moment. So go ahead and tell the world definitively, confidently, fearlessly, that you are here. Go ahead and tell them.
Hello, world. This is Kamisha Wright, the author of Epiphany of a Butterfly. And I'm here to stay. I am praying and believing that this book will be a New York Times bestselling book.
Just as bold and confident as you want to be, you take that into this entire year. You take that same boldness, confidence, that fearlessness, that I got this God got me, right? You take that energy into the entire year and all of the rooms that you're going to enter. With all of the conversations that you're going to have, you make sure that you carry that same level of confidence with you. And we talked, the first time we talked, I want to just remind you of that same thing, that you also want to make sure that you hold on to this posture of humility and gratitude and thanksgiving that you have. I was telling my viewers on Speak Up Sis with Angel Charmaine on Facebook Live that as I listened to you in our first conversation, I just smiled. I was just in this beautiful place of hearing the Holy Spirit share with me some things and show me some things just in listening to you and just how excited you are about this leg of your journey. And it was a reminder for me to remain in the posture of humility, remain in a posture of gratitude, remain in a posture of obedience.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I am looking forward to reading Epiphany of a Butterfly. Tell me, when is the book going to be released for us to purchase?
So hopefully the book will be released on May 5th, 2021.
Okay.
So we will make sure that you guys will get a copy.
Thank you!
So I would want you guys to be the first, you know, first people to launch it. So I gotta let you come, you know, once the book is released, I want to be able to, you know, come on the show and say, hey, you guys, let's hit the bookstore running.
Yes. Let me tell you something about the Speak Up Sis community, Kamisha. And I welcome you to be a part of the Speak Up Sis community. It's a beautiful space of women, all encouraging one another, all helping one another. We are going to stand right behind you, sis. So May 5th, 2021, wherever your book release is, you can count on, God willing, I'm still in the land of the living. I believe I will be. I will be at that launch, and I will definitely have you back on to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio so that you can share all of the good stuff at that time when you're ready to release, so that we all can support what you're doing. And even prior to the book release, if you decide that you're going to do some other things, please let me know. You are now connected to me, period. And not many people get to be connected.
Right.
But you're now stuck with me.
That's a great thing. I love being connected to positive people. So I'm ready. So let's take this year head on. So I'm ready.
That's what's up. Look, the right girls. You're Kamisha Wright and I'm Angel Wright. A lot of people may not know that. They know me as Angel Charmaine, but my last name is Wright as well. So beautiful thing. We've got the same last name. We both deal in epiphanies. I tell people all the time, you know, I have what are called shower revelations, and they're pretty much epiphanies that God gives me in the shower. And the butterfly is definitely my spirit animal. Butterflies are everywhere. The Speak Up Sis logo is filled with butterflies. So sis, I know, that God has a purpose and a plan for us, and whatever this, connection is, listen, we gonna let it do what it do.
All right. I'm ready.
So that's what's up. So I appreciate you for coming on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. I'm sharing just a little bit about yourself and your upcoming book and the release of that book. And I look forward to the launch and to the release and actually reading it and being able to share with the world the epiphany of a butterfly. So thank you so much, sis, for joining me. Would you like to say anything to our listeners? You want to leave them with something, to encourage them to continue?
Yes. So listeners out there, I want you guys to never give up, regardless of where you at, your situation, financially, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, never give up and allow your faith to take you in places that your mouth can't even put you in. So let's be unapologetically you. Be bold, be unique, and just be you.
That is a perfect place to end this segment of Speak Up Sis Talk Radio with Kamisha Wright, the author of the upcoming Epiphany of a Butterfly. I thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. You have a beautiful day, and let's stay connected. Oh, I almost forgot. Can the people get in contact with you? Do you have a social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, or something that people can connect with you?
Okay, so on Facebook, you connect me with Kamisha Denise Wright, or on Instagram, it's I am_Denise. So thank you for this opportunity, Angel. So
you're welcome, sis. I appreciate you. You have a beautiful day, and we'll...
It looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulties right there at the end, but that's okay. No worries. Kamisha, I appreciate you for coming into the space today, sharing your story as well as the work of your hand. I really appreciate you, sis, and I look forward to reading The Epiphany of a Butterfly in 2021. All right, listeners, we're done for the day. I appreciate your time and I appreciate your ear. Thank you for tuning in to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, where authors have an opportunity to share their stories through their books in order to inspire you to share your story. Visit me on speakupsis.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Speak Up Sis. You can also connect with me on Instagram at speak.up.sis. You all have a beautiful day, and until next time, take care, be blessed. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.